This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. My name is Joey Burgoyne, and the show is meant we highlight things across the state. It's a tiny little state. People don't want to visit most of it for some reason. So my mission is to get people out, adventure to different places, learn about the state, get some knowledge between your ears about different things you might not be used to. And I came across an amazing place, Grace Farms. And joining me this morning is Elizabeth Rapuano. She is the Director of Communications for said Grace Farms Foundation. Elizabeth, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much, Joey. It's a thrill to be on with you.
So if people aren't familiar with what Grace Farms and the Grace Farms Foundation and all the other things you guys do, give us a look, like the 30,000-foot eagle's view of the farm.
Absolutely. So Grace Farms is a humanitarian and cultural center located in New Canaan. It's free. It's open to the public 6 days a week. And it features the award-winning River Building, which was designed by Japanese architect Sano. So the River Building is embedded into 80 acres of natural landscape, including meadows, wetlands, and woodlands that the public is invited to explore and enjoy. And Grace Farms is really the platform for Grace Farms Foundation. And our interdisciplinary humanitarian mission is to pursue peace through nature, arts, justice, community, faith, and design for freedom, which is our new movement to end forced labor in the built environment. So visitors come to Grace Farms to experience sort of some of the work that we do. They also come for a diverse array of programs. They can take a 1 mile walk around our cattail pond and just enjoy the natural landscape. There's really a wealth of opportunities of things that you can enjoy at Grace Farms.
It's a wealth of opportunity, just a wealth of being outdoors. And I always say, you know, you can connect to nature. There's something to be said for that.
You can, absolutely. And, you know, the River Building itself is designed to break down barriers between people and sectors and nature. So it really invites, as a beautiful glass volume, the glass volumes of the River Building and the River Building itself really invites nature in. And so it really connects people with nature in a whole bunch of ways. And so you really see people coming out to Grace Farms. They can, you know, watch the birds. We have over 100 species of birds have been spotted on site. We have over 50 species of trees. As you know, April is Earth Month. Mm-hmm. So that is a really exciting month at Grace Farms. We will be celebrating Earth Day on April 23rd with a theme this year of the wonder of trees. So people can come out to Grace Farms for a day of family-friendly activities. We're encouraging everyone to do what they can to think about how we can restore nature and take part in forest conservation. So we will have all kinds of activities for every age to enjoy, including a master birder that will be on site that will take visitors around so that you can see the different species of birds. There will be a falconer who will guide birds of prey throughout the landscape. You can go on a spring tree walk. And you can even plant an oak. Visitors will be invited to take an oak seedling home with them and join us in creating and protecting the forests and the wildlife of the future.
That's awesome.
So it really will be a very exciting day.
And yeah. I'm looking at that, you know, that event, and it says ticket price free, which is amazing. It's the best price there is.
It is, right? We want to make sure that as many people as possible can really experience nature and just enjoy the day. And really take part in a really special Earth Day celebration.
And we were talking a little bit before we got going. I mean, the weather is just absurd lately. It's beautiful. It's early spring. So Earth Day this year, you know, April 23rd is the event from 10 to 5 p.m. There could be a lot of, shall we say, earth going on that day. So to be outside and enjoying the spring that we're given, that's going to be an amazing thing this year, because in as we know in New England, April could be snowing, it could be 80, you never know.
Absolutely, you never know what to expect, right? But Grace Farms, the other thing about it is that it truly is beautiful in any kind of weather, in the rain, in the fog, in the sun. It really has a character all of its own, so it's a thrill to have visitors experience it, even on damp days and sunny days, and hopefully April 23rd will provide, I'm sure it will, a diverse range of weather, but it will be wonderful for people to experience it even in those kinds of conditions as well.
Yeah, and that's one thing I've talked about many times when I've talked to places like either you guys or other nature centers or even the Connecticut Forest and Park Association is, you know, to go somewhere like Grace Farms, to go this weekend versus in 2 weeks, in a month and a half, in 6 months, being outdoors, there's always a different view. There's always different senses. There's always different feelings. But going to somewhere like this and doing it multiple times, it is. Nature is ever evolving. We are ever evolving as people. We're a social creature, but there's something peaceful about being out in nature and absorbing everything that it has to give to us.
It's really true. And I think, you know, at Grace Farms, we really think a lot about this sense of discovery and sort of encountering nature in a bunch of ways. And so, for example, throughout the river building, which was designed to provide, you know, different views of the landscape and different perspectives, and really encourages people to just experience nature in unique and different ways. And to your point, you know, because the weather changes and different flowers come into bloom at different times and different trees, it really can look so different from 1 week to the next. The meadows, you know, taking on a different character of colors and beautiful ranges of the grasses and the trees coming into bloom. The fruit trees are in bloom now, and other trees, you know, will come along as the month progresses. So it really is exciting to have that sense of discovery and awe of connecting with nature in that way and really just enjoying it from a whole bunch of different vantage points.
I mean, another thing you guys do, I'm looking at the website gracefarms.org, is you also bring the arts, you know, that the people, there's something to be said too about the arts and the architecture that goes on at Grace Farms. I'm looking at some of that, and it's just, you know, the sustainability, the free flowing wood and the art gallery. I mean, tell me a little bit about that stuff that goes on there.
Absolutely. So we really do, as much as we also encourage, you know, experiencing nature, is really encountering the arts. And there's a wide range of opportunities for visitors to do that at Grace Farms. So one that's incredibly popular is our Open Art Studio program, which is run every Saturday for families where children and their caregivers come. They can experiment with art making techniques that is run by Grace Farms staff and visiting artists as well. In addition, we have permanent artworks on site as well as some temporary artworks. This year we debuted Allison Schatz's Temporal Shift, which is a site-responsive sculpture that animates an interior courtyard of the Sana Designs River Building. It is in the shape of an ellipse and is really a part of our arts initiative, Interdisciplinary Study of Time. So it is really extraordinary to see the sculpture at different times of the day. It really it looks as if it's in the shape of the Earth's orbit around the sun. And so it's really a meditation on time, and it looks different to your point about, you know, just experiencing nature in different weather and different seasons. The sculpture itself looks different depending on weather conditions and the time of day and the sun. So that's really a nice opportunity for visitors to experience that. In addition, we have permanent artworks by Teresita Fernandez, Beatrice Milazes, Thomas DeMond, and Olafur Eliasson. And those can be experienced in different volumes of the river building. And we also have two galleries on site that have two exhibitions in it. One is Peace Forest, which is an exhibition that explores how landscape, people, and architecture come together at Grace Farms, tells a little bit of the story of our history, and provides opportunities for visitors to encounter different aspects of our work. And then we also have another exhibition that is designed by Mass Design, which was AIA Firm of the Year this year, and a member of our Design for Freedom Working Group. And that is called Common Good Through Crisis, which tells the story of how interconnected we really, I think, realized throughout the pandemic we have become, and really talks about the work that Grace Farms Foundation did throughout the pandemic to pivot our resources and all of our operations to two critical emerging crises that came from the pandemic, which was providing food relief for our neighbors in need, and also providing 2 million PPE to frontline healthcare heroes who are on the front line of the fight for the pandemic. So those are opportunities for the visitors to kind of explore our work and our stories, in addition to the permanent artwork that's on site at Grace Farms.
And that's one thing, when I was looking for someone to talk with this week, and I came across your website. I'm like, you guys do an amazing job with that you know, outdoor nature, but the indoor cultural and community aspect. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a place like yours that can do it so gracefully, if you will, if I don't mind.
That's so nice of you to say. And it really, Grace Farms is truly, truly unique in that we really have at our center the concept of, you know, our humanitarian mission, our interdisciplinary mission, and thinking about community is so integral to that. And so we really look for every opportunity to welcome the community on site, to experience our work, and to really just experience the grace and peace that Grace Farms can offer as sort of this peaceful respite, but also this active place where all of these new outcomes are possible and can emerge from, you know, people coming together to really work on some and think about some of the world's most pressing humanitarian issues.
Well, joining me again this morning, Elizabeth Rapuano, Director of Communications for Grace Farms. You can get more information. There's, I mean, beautiful visuals and sites and things to look at online, but I suggest you get down there, gracefarms.org. Elizabeth, I always ask this of a lot of people, and it's a curveball usually. If people are coming down to Grace Farms, what is one thing in your mind that people don't know enough about Grace Farms?
I think many people don't know that Grace Farms is both this wonderful, beautiful place to visit, but it's also a platform for Grace Farms Foundation's work. So really thinking about the work that we do out of Grace Farms, really, we invite everyone who comes to Grace Farms can be a part of that mission. And that's what's really so exciting, is that by visiting, by going to Peace Forest or Common Good Through Crisis, or even just being at Grace Farms, you can really think about how each of us has the ability to come together and really gain a new perspective, experience nature, and think about these pressing humanitarian issues that Grace Farms works through our work to confront and really to advance peace both locally and globally. So we welcome as many visitors as would like to come. We would love to see everyone during Earth Month. Again, please visit our website for upcoming events and opportunities. But it really is an extraordinary place that can be experienced over and over again and is truly unique in the state.
Well, Elizabeth, thank you for joining me this morning. I mean, we're all in this giant blue and green rock flying through space together. So, and again, joining me this morning, Elizabeth Rapuano with Grace Farms. And it's just an amazing place. I suggest everyone get down there to visit it. Gracefarms.org for more information. Again, I want to say thank you to Elizabeth Rapuano, Director of Communications for Grace Farms. So many things like this are happening right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.